Y'all are doing a good.
It's too quiet.
It's too quiet. Amen. Page 173. Y'all are doing well. I mean, bringing them so you can see it and you can keep. I want to encourage you. Keep reading. I know sometimes as you go on, it can, you know, you get busy and sometimes it can get mundane and you kind of, but you don't realize that every time you read your word, the body, the word of God, and you read this and you get that in you, it's building you and making you stronger spiritually, okay? And that's something we maybe can't see for the most part, but I tell you, you'll feel it when crisis comes. You'll feel it when something happens. You'll feel it when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon you. You'll sense it and know the power of God. So keep on reading. Keep on seeking God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Okay? Page 173, a new day. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Every day is a new day in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a new day for hope. It is a new day for deliverance. It is a new day for healing. That which I had not obtained yesterday shall be accomplished today. My faith will not fade. My hope will not deteriorate. My lips will not stop praising him. My eyes will ever look towards the promise of his coming. I will not fail, be distracted, or be discouraged. As the sun rises each new day, so shall my trust rise in the ability of God to bring me through and bring me out. Sorrow may come, but it shall not be allowed to stay. Fear may be encountered, but it will not dominate. I rest in his hand. I'm hidden under the shadow of his wings. Darkness may invade, but it cannot deny the presence of the one who is the bright and the morning star. I believe he is with me. I believe he is for me. I believe he watches over me. I shall rise with the night to my back and my face towards the rising of the sun, which brings the promise assurance of a God who cannot fail. Today is a new day. Interesting, huh? Amen. Our days are renewed. The inward man is renewed day by day by day. Amen. Amen. If you would take your Bibles and make our declaration before him, say, this is life. I will honor it today. As this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. Today, starting today and next week, and then the Saturday would be Easter or Resurrection Sunday, or we're going to call it Resurrection Saturday. So what? It's resurrection every day for us because we serve a living God. He's resurrected us. Praise God. You know, resurrected us. Thank you, Lord. Well, today I'm going to be talking a little bit about one aspect, maybe a little bit of resurrection. You know, in the scripture, it talks about Lazarus, Mary Magdalene, and Martha of Bethany, who were very close friends of Jesus. And I say Mary Magdalene because we don't want to get her confused with Mary, his mother. Okay. So we have Lazarus, we have Mary Magdalene, and we have Martha. They're all brothers and sisters. Not so much in Christ, yes, but they are physically brothers and sisters. Okay. That's two sisters, one brother. Okay. And so all of them loved Jesus very much. They lived in Bethany, and they had a home there in Bethany, which was only about 2 miles or so away from Jerusalem. And during the ministry, when Jesus started ministering at 30 years of age or so, that he would come to Bethany very often. Because you see, the Spirit of God touched these three people's lives for the kingdom of God. And it seems like when a person is touched by God, they will give and do anything for the Lord Jesus Christ. And look, they opened up their home and even had a special place, a room for Jesus as he would minister throughout that area. He would go to Bethany to kind of recoup, okay? You might say, well, this is the Son of God. Yes, but he was still in the flesh, okay? He was God incarnate. He was God in the flesh upon the earth. Yes, he was. But he still would go to this place. And so they would help him. They would feed him. They'd give him a place to rest, you know, from ministry. They would just help him. And so he loved them. More than just a friendly love, okay? It was a love that came out of his heart. You've been saying, well, he loved everybody, yes. For God so loved the world, which is, they're one. Jesus and God are one. Three distinct beings, yet one. He loved them. There was something because he spent time with them often. And as he would go in, I'm sure Martha would find out exactly what Jesus would like to eat. And she would make sure, because he would just show up, okay? He was ministering throughout that area. So he would just show up, and they had his room ready for him. They had food prepared for him, that he could come in and just rest, get with the Father, pray, seek God himself. And he loved them. It says on one occasion that Mary and Martha, you remember when they were, well, Martha was getting the food ready, and Jesus comes into their home, and Mary comes and she sits right in front of him. And Martha gets upset, because she's trying to cook in the kitchen and get things ready for the crowd that's coming in to have food ready for them, which is understandable. But Mary chose the greater thing, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to hear what Jesus had to say. You see, remember this, every situation or everything we go through, God has something to say about it. And what he wants us to do is not be so busy like Martha was, but to sit down every once in a while at his feet and say, Lord, speak to me. Show me something. That's why I always tell you, when certain things happen in your life, whatever, go to Jesus first. Don't get on the phone and call every ministry in the world saying you need prayer for whatever. That's okay after you go to him first, yourself. Or get on the phone and go through your contacts and let everybody know what you're going through and have them all praying for you. You might say, is that wrong? No, not necessarily. Because we need people. We need help. But the thing that is wrong with that is if you go to them first, that's the problem. So when something happens, or we go, whatever it is, you go to him first. You sit down at his feet and you're saying, Lord, I don't understand this. I don't know what's going on, but I'm coming to you first. Give me wisdom. Show me what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And Lord, I will not do anything till you show me. Ooh. Because, you know, a lot of us just like to get things done, huh? And it's not, we need people like that to get things done. But sometimes God says, hold on a little bit. Because you see, he may want to show you something, but he has to set up the scenario of it. And that's some of the problem. We don't want to wait for the scenario to be set up. Ooh, because God has to work sometimes on an individual. God has to work on a situation. God has to raise things up and even sometimes tear things down. Ooh. So Mary chose the greater thing. So that's just what, Jesus said, and Martha got upset with Mary as she's sitting there, and Martha's everywhere in the kitchen, you know. Every burner on, the microwave on, the oven's on. She's trying to make it all. And we need those kind of people. We need that. We need workers. And can you imagine the sister just sitting there? Isn't it? Boy, I bet you she was fuming on the inside. Because she went to Jesus and said, Tell Mary. I mean, she was like demanding him. This is the Son of God. She loved Jesus, though. I don't want you to get... She loved him. But she said, he told her, Mary has chosen the greater thing. See, sit down every once in a while. Sit down every once in a while and have a spiritual meal with your Father. You might say, what is that? What is that? Open up your Word. Read. And say, Lord, show me what this means. Give me direction. So you see, Martha saw what Jesus did. Mary saw what Jesus did. And I know Lazarus was around there somewheres. See, that's just one occasion of how he was intimate with them, helping them, being with them, and how they took care of Jesus as best as they can. And look, it costs money to buy food, doesn't it? Might be a little higher, I don't know. Eggs have come down, thank you, Lord. I mean, a lot of, look, we're so blessed. Jay and I were kind of talking to somebody earlier today. And they were saying how things were so expensive where they come from. And how things are just, not in America, just another area. And, you know, I just thought, Lord, we're so blessed that we don't realize how blessed we are. You know. They were just talking about, you know, how they have to, their families or whatever have to worry about electricity. It just go out. I mean, sometimes Slimco goes out, you know. But it comes back soon, you know. It comes back soon. But just goes out. The water, you don't know. They said the water, you don't know. The electricity, just bad. We don't have it that bad. Everybody has a job, you know, that wants to work. Everybody has, you know, are blessed by God. We're blessed, people. Look at it that way. Don't look at it half full or half. Look at it as God has blessed you beyond measure. Thank God, you know, that we could drive to church. My Lord, thank you, Lord, you know. Our vehicles have AC and heat and all that other stuff. All the other stuff, we don't even know what it does. You press a button, you're not sure. Oh, let me see. Oh, that's how you put. We're trying to figure out how to put the wipers on in the back of the SUV, but how to put the water. You know the water? Oh, finally, I just press. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yep. Now, don't try to sell a vehicle without AC. It just, most of the time, it won't work. But we're blessed by God. One occasion. Look at John chapter 12, please. John chapter 12. Then we'll get into the main text there. It says this is talking about Mary Magdalene, okay? Not Mary, the mother of Jesus. It says, and there made And they made him supper. Again, they made him supper. And Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them who sat at the table with him. And they took Mary, and then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. My Lord, she anointed him for burial, basically. But she took an ointment or a flask of ointment. They said it probably was a year's wages. That's a lot of money. Just think about how much money you make in a year. Let's say, okay, we're going to start out. It might be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, $120,000, $150,000. We'll stop there. Anybody goes to $200,000, don't say. But that's okay. Just think a year's wages. She goes. Mary goes. Mary Magdalene. Because God, Jesus had done some great things for her. And he's eating. And she takes the ointment. She breaks it open. And the odor of it. You know, just think of some perfume that you love to smell. I mean, it's just, wow. You know. She breaks it open. And she pours it on his feet. It's an amazing thing. She didn't bring a towel. She used her hair to wipe his feet. You know, that's like an animal. You know, we'll come and cats, cat lovers in here, they'll go at your feet and they lick your feet. Oh, and you kind of, with the sandpaper, you know, tongue. But as a form of submission, she submitted her life to him. It's an amazing fact. You can read it in the text part, not the scripture, the text part. That, and I'm going to read it to make sure I say it right. It says this. It was testimony to his coming resurrection. She knew she would have no other opportunity to do what she did. Incidentally, this is what I want to get at. Mary was not found at the empty tomb. Not Mary Magdalene. She was too spiritually intellect to be there. Because she knew she anointed him for death, but he would rise again. She knew his body wasn't going to be in that tomb. Now later, you know, different things happen. Interesting fact. Wasn't there. So they grew. They loved Jesus, but also Jesus loved them. Now, I want you to turn to John chapter 11. This is all kind of intro to get into the main part. Talking about Lazarus. We have Mary. That was she gave the oil, the ointment. She wiped it with her hair. She sat at his feet. You have Martha, who was a very good worker. That cooked, and you have Lazarus. And Jesus loved all of them so much. And you might say, well, he loved them more than us? No, it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Just as much as Jesus loved those three, he loves us. All he wants from us is praise and worship and obedience, people. He wants us to, it says, to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. That's a command by God. Do you know that? He says, lift up holy hands in the sanctuary. Lift them up. Not for us so much, but for him. To give praise and adoration to him. To adore him. Because you see, it takes your eyes off of the storm. And it puts your eyes upon the one that can calm the storm. Oh, my Lord. And that's where he wants our eyes to always be. Upon him and Him alone. And even when the storms are raging, our eyes are upon Him. Even when the storms are no more, has been wiped clean, our eyes are upon Him. Because He is the one that can solve it all, people. So we run to Him first. And here we see Lazarus, starting with verse 1 of chapter 11. It says, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, and the town of Mary and her sister, and the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped His feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent him unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. When Jesus heard that, He said, This sickness is not unto death." Jesus knew, people. "But for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." Verse 6, "When He had heard therefore that he was sick, He abode 2 days still in the same place where He was. Then after that said He to His disciples, Let us go unto Judea again." I want you to go to verse 17, because we're going to have to skip a little bit of things. If I were you, I'd go back and read this all. Verse 17, "And when Jesus came, He found that He had lain in the grave 4 days already." You think Jesus knew that? He already knew. You see, sometimes we get upset about some problems here, and we want to solve it today. We want to solve it yesterday. Today's problems, we want it solved yesterday, huh? And hey, I think that's humankind, though. Today's problems, we want it solved by God yesterday. Yesterday, before He even came to us. God knows what to do. Jesus knows what to do. And the Holy Spirit knows what to do at the right time, people. He knows how to solve things. He knows how to get things on track. He knows what needs to happen. See, God, Jesus knew that Lazarus may have died and he was in the grave 4 days. But He knew that that sickness wasn't unto death, to eternity. He knew that He was going to come in and raise him up out of that grave. My Lord. My Lord. That's the kind of God we serve. And it says this, verse 8, "Now Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, which is 2 miles. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him." Martha. Oh, poor Martha. "But Mary sat still in the house." Interesting. "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you will ask of God, God will give it you. Jesus said unto her, Your brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And that's truth. He will. But, verse 25, very important. "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Before Jesus even died upon that cross and rose from the grave, he's declaring to his 3 best friends at that time, right there, that "I am the resurrection and I am the life." Oh, my Lord. Let me tell you this. We know the effects of his resurrection and what has happened, and how it has brought us new life, and how now because of that, God can come in through the Holy Spirit and live inside of us and lead each and every one of us. But he was declaring that before his death. Let me tell you this, Mary and Martha, and that they had to know that he was the resurrection and the life. My Lord, he was declaring it unto them. The resurrection, oh Lord. Oh, well, resurrection, Lord help her, and the life. Resurrection, and not very often do we hear. Wall, wall, wall. And the resurrection and the life. Now, Jesus saying to Martha, Martha, look to me. You are looking at the resurrection and the life. Look, when he told her, look, Martha said to him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. People, he is the resurrection in your storm. Oh, hallelujah. He's your resurrection. Not you yourself, not your spouse, not your children, not your church, not your pastor. None of those things. But Jesus is your resurrection in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a battle, no matter what's going on. And he's not only the resurrection in those things, but he is the life. Life that comes unto us. Martha, he's saying, look to me. You are looking at the resurrection and the life. He's saying, now, okay, I'm going to just play like I'm Jesus. He's saying, Martha, look at me. I am the resurrection and the life. I am. It's me. No one else. And I'm coming to meet your brother. Oh, my Lord. Look, revival is about to take place. Those old bones were coming back to life. I mean, he's in the grave for 4 days. He stinks. I mean, no matter what they put on him, after 4 days, you ever saw something dead on the side of the road? Raccoon or whatever animal. On the side of the road. I mean, one day, it's like, the next day, there's flies all over. The third day, my Lord, it's so big. I mean, it's just blowing up. I mean, it's just, and stinks. Stinks. The high heavens. My Lord. And so he's coming in, he's saying, he is the resurrection because he is the life. He's not only contained salvation, but he is in fact the salvation, my Lord. He not merely contains life, but is in fact is life. People, it's all in him. He does not merely know the word, but in fact, he is the word. My Lord, my Lord. This places Jesus in an entirely different perspective than anything or anyone else. Others show the way, but you know what? Jesus is the way, the resurrection. Others have truth, while Jesus is the truth. Others have love, while Jesus is love. 1 John 4:8. He is the resurrection and the life. It was declared about Jesus even before he paid the price. My Lord. Should have shouted. Yet an opportunity. He is the life, people, and the resurrection because of what he did. I mean, you know, what he did for us. He was that before, but what he did for us. Him dying on that cross was not for anyone else, but for us, people. So we could have salvation. Amen. He's saying, look at me, Martha. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Wow. So you see, we're coming into this Easter weeks. Remember, he's the resurrection. And he's the life. And he's going to come in the midst of your storm. Because you see, God does not have a deaf ear to his children at all. He does not have a deaf ear. The devil will try to tell you God doesn't care. God doesn't care about your problem or God doesn't care about your situation. That is not truth. The truth is God cares about everything in our lives. because he lives and abides in us. The resurrection and the life lives in you and I through the Holy Spirit. Praise God. As we accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Remember this week, he's the resurrection and the life. You know what next week is? What? Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. What you going to be preaching on, Pastor? Palm Sunday. It's the week before, exactly a week before he was crucified. A week before. So don't forget, he is the resurrection and the life. He declared it to his three, to Martha, but she told it to the others too. That he is the resurrection and the life. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.